even the upper back area. So hopefully it's just he lost the wind, but we'll see what happens as the trainers take a look at him.
Staff from Eastern here in Amblin's on the field taking care of him there. Still on his back, but not much movement, not much worry from the staff there. Now Ron Rubel and Ryan Ramsey, definite relation there, having him sit up and talking to Mason Booms, the senior, who's had a big night tonight.
Another great catch. A little bit of an acrobatic catch there. He's had a couple really good ones tonight. And like I said, when that ball is thrown like that, you kind of tip it to yourself and make a great catch. You're exposed to getting hit by a secondary guy, and the safety came up and laid a pretty good lick on him. Impressive that he's holding on to the ball. Hopefully, like I said, he just lost his breath there trying to get it back, but he's walking off under his own power, which is good to see.
So Mason Booms will sit down for at least one play here. Reach converse on first on fourth down once again, fourth and four. Now they're at the Sandusky 29-yard line, trailing by 18 points with 6:18 remaining in the fourth quarter, 34-16.
It's a big play. I can't say it enough how fun it is to watch Dylan Kadar throw the football, because when that pocket collapses, he gets better. Normally pressure is what you want to get on a quarterback, but Dylan Kadar embraces it, and he's able to escape around the sideline and make a great throw.
Reach now is facing a first and 10, converting, I believe, three times tonight on fourth down. Receiver wide to the left, two to the right. DeLorean Wedge on Luke Woodke near sideline. Two men in the backfield, Kadar in the shotgun. Throwing back to pass, and pocket collapses. Screen into the flats is caught by Tanton Babcock inside the 20, down to the 18. Looks like he has the first down marker by maybe a half of a yard. DeLorean Wedge brings him down, but not until after a first down. We mark him down at the 19 and move the chains.
That offensive line is doing just enough, moving those pieces around, allowing Kadar an opening each time to step up in the pocket or step left, avoid a little pressure and buy some time. It was a double move. He pump faked. He wanted Woodke deep into the end zone, and it was one-on-one. And he would have let it rip if it wasn't for Duff stepping up in the pocket, feeling that Kadar is going to run, and he takes away that deep pass. And when Duff leaves the center of the field, Tanton comes in the flats all the way from the far side, wide open about 6 yards down the field, and then he's able to do the rest up the sideline for another first down.
Rolling to his right, back to pass, first and 10 into the end zone. The pass is up, and it is caught by Tanton Babcock. Touchdown, Harbor Beach, with 5:10 left, cutting down that 18-point Sandusky lead. Down to 12, trying to make it 10. Tanton Babcock with his second score of the night.
And notice who they picked on again. Number 8, Brady Franzel. He's one-on-one out in coverage. And all Tanton does is run right at him, look at him, plant the left foot, lean a little left, and take off right into the sideline. And the rollout from Kadar shows that he's going that way and makes a perfect throw and leaves Brady Franzel in the dust. And an easy throw and catch. Great route there by Tanton Babcock. And Kadar doesn't miss him. And Harbor Beach scores again for 6 points here, looking to add on a two-point conversion.
3 minutes and 34 seconds off the clock. Three plays, 61 yards. Three wide to the right, one to the left, going for a two-point conversion. Looking to pass, Kadar now. Wide open in the end zone, Levi Klasky in for two, and another two-point conversion good, and it's back to a 10-point ball game, 34-24, 5:10 left in the fourth quarter, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Whether you are living in the home you always dreamed of or the first version of it, make sure it's protected with the right coverage. Don't let just anyone protect your dreams. Insure your home with Auto Owners. Your independent agent, Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope, will help you choose the right coverage so you can be certain that you're protected. At Auto Owners, we offer compatible rates and coverages that can be tailored to your special needs. Call Albert Insurance Agency, your local independent agency representing Auto Owners in Harbor Beach and Port Hope.
Hi, this is Kayla from Albert Insurance Agency. Let us help with all your insurance needs. Call us in Port Hope at 428-4113 or in Harbor Beach at 479-0143.
Four, Sandusky leading by 10 points. Harbor Beach responds with another touchdown pass from Dylan Kadar. He's 13 of 19 tonight for 283 yards, three scores, and three for three on the two-point conversions for Harbor Beach. keeping them on this one within arm's reach, per se, but unable to stop Sandusky at all tonight.
Hard to say single-handedly, but Dylan Kadar almost single-handedly has kept Harbor Beach in this ball game. His receivers are running great routes. They're holding on to the football. They're not dropping it. No drop passes. They've been absolutely electric, but the defensive side, you're scratching your head. Sandusky's been able to do whatever they want, whenever they want. 353 yards on the ground, and they're going to take over here unless an onside kick goes the way of Harbor Beach.
Sandusky last year had 170 yards rushing, 156 through the air. Against Harbor Beach last year, 7 of 16 Matt Carlson was for 156 yards and a score.
Yeah, 57 of them, though, came early in the game catching Harbor Beach off guard.
DeLauren Wedge, touchdown reception. 5:10 remains here. Harbor Beach more than likely going for the onside kick, and we have an illegal formation called on Harbor Beach on the onside kick. You must have at least four players on one side of the kicker, and they have three. Now they're pushing back 5 yards.
Nice enough for the guy to take the ball, but leave the tee.
Mason Booms, looks like he's done for the night. He's being walked off, probably going to Harbor Beach Community Hospital. Celebrating 100 years as a local community hospital here in Harbor Beach. 5:10 left in the fourth quarter. 34-24.
Now that's a trivia question I can handle, man.
here's a pretty crazy. So, Shure Hospital 75 years this year. Pilsendale's is celebrating a milestone. I can't think of it right now. Maybe it's 65. I'm going to butcher that. But Harbor Beach is 100 years. Three of the local hospitals all celebrating a milestone anniversary today this year. It's a mid-range kick, comes into the 23-yard line by DeLauren Wedge. No one around him, and he breaks free and has one more man to beat, and he's dragged down inside Harbor Beach territory by Elliot Seaman at the 47-yard line of Harbor Beach. That was about a half a tackle away from being paydirt for Wedge.
Where Wedge ended up, they ended up kicking it deep, and where Wedge ended up would have been just about the same area as if they had kicked an onside kick and not get it. So a heck of a return by DeLorean Wedge, and just throwing Harbor Beach tacklers away, and he was one away from breaking it free. And with 5:02 to go in this game, you're going to see some very slow plays, running plays now, and try to burn up those Harbor Beach timeouts with a couple slow, long first down drives and burn all this clock up.
Sandusky on the plus side of the field at the 47-yard line, first and 10. 5:02 remaining in regulation with a 10-point lead. Hand off to Martin Tovar, trying to come around the left side. He has positive yards, cuts back inside of the 40 and dragged down to the 38-yard line by Luke Woodke. It is a gain of 9 on the play, just short of the first down marker. Keeps the clock rolling down inbounds. 4:45 left in regulation.
Absolutely. It's a very good run, intelligent run there by Tovar. They let him run outside knowing that, hey, if you get close to the sideline, you go down. We want that clock running. And they get a nice big gain, almost maybe 9 yards on that play, and watch that clock melt down before they run this next play.
Mason Booms entering concussion protocol. Heading to Harbor Beach Hospital, confirmed. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left in the fourth. 34-24, Sandusky leading by 10 points. Carlson under center with 1 yard to go for the first down. Hand off to DeLorean Wedge right at the middle. Has it, then about another 5 yards to boot. All the way down to the 32-yard line. Move the chain, stops the clock momentarily with 4:10 remaining. Tackle made by Harbor Beach's number 50. No number 50.
Now
we're doing so well tonight, too.
I'll leave it to Coach Shelkey to throw you a curveball. Huh?
There we go. It wouldn't be a week unless someone changes jerseys.
Absolutely.
Jason Seaman. He no longer likes to be number 84. He's now number 50. First and 10 from the 32-yard line. Sandusky laying this clock bleed as much as possible. 3 minutes, 38 seconds now. Still leading by 10 points. Hand off to Zach Franzel up the middle. Breaks free of one tackle, two tackles, and drags his defenders across the first down marker, across the 20, and down to the 18-yard line. A 14-yard pickup for Zach Franzel. Stops the clock with 3:31 left, first and 10.
Just unbelievable watching him run. He bursts through the hole, gets about 3 yards, then stops right behind his offensive lineman and then patiently waits for that opening to the left to go, and he hits it hard and gets another first down. And thank you for that, Doug, as Zach Franzel now 20 carries, and he's